In Randolph County and from us around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
It's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know. You're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a good, kind of a wet Thursday morning. Talking this morning with Sherry Johnson, Randolph County Circuit Clerk. And you floated in this morning, I guess, with the water.
I did. I know we need a little rain, but I'll tell you, the last few days have really spoiled us. It's been absolutely gorgeous. But yeah, I floated right on in this morning.
Of course, the rain would have been nice probably about a month ago when the corn and the beans were still developing in that,
sure.
You know, and now the farmers are wanting to get them out, so they don't want it to get too soggy
out
there.
Too wet and soggy, that's right. Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. It's her way or no way.
So just briefly, what are we going to kind of go over today?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit today about how the Circuit Clerk's Office is funded and basically the reports and the statistical things that we have to do to keep the state apprised of what kind of caseloads we have, as well as Randolph County.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick break here, and we will come back and talk about all that here on the People Speak this morning. Mm-hmm. Again, our guest, Sherry Johnson, the Randolph County Circuit Clerk, will be back right after this. And welcome back, 9:34. Again, this is The People Speak. And again, we're talking with Sherry Johnson, Randolph County Circuit Clerk. And we're going to talk a little bit about, I guess, how your office is funded and how that works.
Yes. A lot of people, I believe, think that the Circuit Clerk's office would be funded through taxpayer dollars. And that's something that I've heard recently. So that's why I would like to clear that up a little bit today. The Circuit Clerk's office is funded solely on fines and fees that are collected by my office from people who use the court system. In other words, if you owe a fine and we collect that fine, or if you want to file a case and you have to pay filing fees, we collect those, of course, and they go into what is called the clerk's fees. And 100% of the clerk fees go into the county's general fund. And we collect anywhere from $8,000 to $12,000, $13,000 a month that go into the clerk fees. So all of that goes into the county general fund. And I use a supply budget of about, $9,000 a year. And since I've been in office, and even when I worked as the deputy clerk with the circuit judge, I always managed the budget and was able to turn back in at least a couple of thousand dollars. But to put that in perspective, like I said, we collect anywhere from $8,000 to $13,000, $14,000 a month. So as far as my supplies go, I run the office solely on basically 1 month of clerk fees, mm-hmm. which goes, like I said, goes into the general fund and comes back to me in the line item for supplies. Additionally, there are two funds that the circuit clerk's office or the circuit clerk has control over, and that's document storage and automation. Now, the automation fund, the circuit clerk and the judge have to agree on how that money is spent. But for the rest of the money that is spent out of my office, I use the document storage fund and automation so that I don't have to use money that the county collects as taxes or anything. So I'm very proud of the fact that we don't use taxpayer monies in order to fund the circuit clerk's office. I've used those specialty funds to supply all of our electronic equipment, which, of course, I've spoken about several times, the e-filing. We've had to upgrade our equipment, upgrade our software, and proud of the fact that that did not come off the backs of taxpayers. So I just wanted to kind of clear that up a little bit. And if anybody has any questions on that, you know, please feel free to give me a call. Another thing I wanted to talk a little bit about are some of the reports and different things that I have to fill out and send to the state, basically an audit of everything that goes on in the office. I have to report on the number of cases filed and the number of cases closed in a year. Of course, my office is audited every year, and I've had fantastic audits of note. In fact, right after I first took office, my predecessor, there was a little bit of a discrepancy, and I actually found $3,000 that we were missing. It wasn't really missing, it was just misplaced, but actually we found that. So, you know, there's reports of all kinds that go to the state, that go to the county, just to let everybody know where the office stands. So I try to keep it as transparent as possible. But the big thing is really just letting the people know that how the office is funded, and know that they don't have to pay their hard-earned taxes or their hard-earned money to fund our office.
A lot of it would be, I guess you could almost classify it as user fees.
That's what it is. It's user fees. Anybody who uses the court system, whether it be filing new cases or owing on fines that, you know, one has incurred. But that's basically how it is. It's definitely user fees and nothing based on taxpayer dollars.
Right.
Which everybody likes to hear that. So I just, you know, I've heard that recently, and I thought, well, you know, I will clear that up a little bit. There's some other things that people have been asking me, what the difference is. The county clerk's office as opposed to the circuit clerk's office. And unless we tell you and you don't have any business in the courthouse, there's no reason you would really know that, probably. But the county clerk's office is all about the elections and their deeds and recordings and things like that. My office, the circuit clerk's office, is where all of the court filings take place. So okay. That's the huge difference.
Right. So a lot of paperwork, but...
You know, a lot, but it's becoming less and less because of the mandatory e-filing.
Right.
Something I am looking into, we're getting ready to start, is e-filing the criminal cases. It's not mandated by the Supreme Court, but it's something that the girls in my office are interested in, and I am as well, and I like to stay ahead of the game. So
right.
We're actually moving right along on that. Got everything configured and set up through the state's filing system, the e-filing manager system. So now all we're really waiting to do is make sure that we're integrated with their configurations and our case codes and things like that. So I think we'll move into it slowly. We want to make sure we do it right and don't have to change anything down the road. But I have great confidence in my criminal and DUI clerk. I know they'll handle the situation great. And I know our state's attorney, Jeremy Walker, he's ready to get started on it too. So that's something new and coming.
Right. A lot of, with the e-filing too, I mean, putting it, you know, basically in an electronic database, attorneys that are researching cases, you know, and looking for case law and things, it makes it a lot easier for them to access the information too.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's just so much out there. I really look, there are a lot of clerk's offices now or court systems now that are paperless. I'm a little old school in that I still like to have the hard copy in my hand. However, right. We are moving forward to a paperless court system, and everything is at your fingertip. You know, mm-hmm. the access to all the case laws that you the attorneys need mm-hmm. to look at and file all of their paperwork. But it'll come a day when they won't have to open a book or mm-hmm. type up a paper and mail it in. It'll just be done all electronically.
Right. Well, even in radio, I mean, we have things we keep in what they call the public file, and that now is mandated to be online.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the advertising and stuff that used to be rows and rows of files and stuff, I have them online now,
mm-hmm.
or not online, but I have them, you know, in the computer.
Right.
But I still like to print out a hard copy and stick it in a file. Just, I don't know, there's just that part of
there's
me.
There's that, yeah. I know what you mean, because I'm that way to an extent, too. But talking about what you just, elaborating on what you just talked about, because everything is going to the paperless and electronic filing, there is a program called, it's called ResearchIL, and it's set up by a committee by the Supreme Court, that we have to make that information available to the public, at least what is accessible to the public. So we have Judici, which people can go on and look at their cases or different case loads and things. And the ResearchIL is another very important program that people can look at. If instead of coming in and looking at the court file, they can look at it on online. Mm-hmm. And we have to make that accessible.
All right, I'll tell you what, we got another break here. Let's go ahead and take that. We'll be right back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. This is The People Speak again today. Our guest, Sherry Johnson, the Randolph County Circuit Clerk. And we've talked a little bit about, you know, how the office is funded. Again, mm-hmm. a lot of it through user fees, so it's not a lot. It's not coming out of the county's general fund, per se.
Correct. You know,
a lot of it is funded through people that use the
court system. Right. And speaking of fines and fees, we are, if you have a reason to come to the courthouse to pay a fine or anything like that, we've talked about this some in the past, but we are still, the courthouse is still basically closed down. You can come, and the bailiffs, the security there, they will call us up in the office and let us know who's there and that they want to pay a fine. We'll run down,
mm-hmm.
take the fine money, run it up, get a receipt, and bring it back. We're still making sure that the court system is running. So if anybody has questions about that, as of right now, also, if you need access to the court or to the courthouse, period, they are allowing one person per office at a time in each office. But our office has pretty much done business as usual during COVID, when the courthouse was shut down. Nobody was allowed in, but it's opened up enough now to where if you have a need to get to the courthouse, to the circuit clerk's office, we can certainly make that happen. And they are. I've had people up in the office now also being able to look at files. Different things like that, but it is based on one person at a time per office, unless you're an attorney. The courtrooms are still operating. The attorneys can appear with their clients, and of course, if we have a trial, there are witnesses are allowed. Also, during a regular court morning, aside from the Monday and Thursday outside traffic court system, we have we allow people upstairs socially distanced, masks. So the courthouse, the court system is still moving, and I was really proud through COVID as we were able to do business as usual. It was a little slower and done a whole lot differently, but I was able to secure some laptops and jetpacks to go with the girls and, you know, home on their week off that they didn't work, to be able to continue to do the work. And I was at work every day during that couple of month period. So there was always somebody that could fill in the next group coming in as to what we did the week before. Mm-hmm. But we were able to keep things moving along. So right now we are basically caught up. You know, we were backlogged for a while because we had to move the docket several times. But the state's attorney has worked very judiciously, pardon the pun, and the court system. So we're pretty much caught up now. Nothing's backlogged. Everybody's getting their day in court.
Right.
So I know that's a little off the subject of fines and fees, but it's still information about the court system and the courthouse a little bit.
I know for a while you said they were having some of the cases heard outdoors. I guess with the weather kind of changing that.
Well, so far, today was, they probably had court indoors this morning because of the rain. As soon as I leave here, I'll head back that direction. But yeah, so far, all summer long, we've had traffic court outside on Mondays and Thursdays. And to be honest, I think a lot of, not just the judges, but everybody likes to, I think everybody has enjoyed the change.
Right, definitely. It would be kind of nice. I mean, some of those days it was a little bit warm out, but humid, and of course that's just typical for this area.
But yeah, we were very blessed with no rain and no, you know, real dramatic weather during those days.
Right. So yeah, I, and that's the thing too. I noticed a lot of the restaurants were glad to be able to get reopened and stuff, especially with colder weather coming, because it's, you know, in November, December, January, you're really not going to be wanting to sit outside.
That is true. Yeah, we will be moving traffic court back indoors for sure.
So,
but it's something that it was different, and we just kept things moving.
Right. Right. Let's say go with the flow.
That's right. Things happen that are beyond your control. And if you can go with the flow and change it and go with it, you're going to be much better off than trying to fight things that you cannot control.
Exactly. All right. Well, it looks like we're out of time. But Sherry, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
And we will talk to you again tomorrow here on The People Speak. Have a great day.